The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph went up too from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in the region living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flocks. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. About 15 years ago, during the month of December, in the Saginaw News, there was a lengthy article about a local businessman and philanthropist. It was a long-ranging article, covered all kinds of topics. And after a couple of hours, the reporter asked him this question: "Will you describe your most memorable Christmas?" Then he writes, "It was the first time in our two-hour conversation that his smile faded. In fact, he pressed his eyes closed and even turned away from me for a time, apparently deciding whether he wanted to share this particular memory. When he turned back, I was stunned to see tears were streaming down his face. He told me about a formal party that he had just before Christmas. And he needed to leave early, so as he went out from the party into the hall in his tuxedo and stepped out into the street, he heard Christmas carols in the distance. He loved Christmas carols, so he went toward the music. He said, 'I love carols,' and I walked over to investigate." He said this in a voice so low and slow, I was moved just witnessing the change in him. The singing was coming from a rescue mission. I went in and sat down and started singing with them. They welcomed me warmly." Then, the reporter says, "a moment of spiritual insight hit him like an avalanche. And he said, 'I realized that these people had welcomed me so openly and with so much joy, and that they would not have been welcomed where I just was.'" He stopped talking for a moment. He sat there across from me, this confession of sudden realization of, as a young man, of his awareness of the deep needs in the wider community. At last he said, "That's when I decided that I had to do so much more in my life to help others. And then he spoke perhaps the only heresy in our entire conversation. He said, "You want to know the truth?" Finally, his trademark smile began to appear. "The truth is, no decorations are needed for Christmas. No decorations are needed for Christmas. What's really needed at Christmas is that we decorate our hearts. We get, yes, thank you, Thomas. What's needed at Christmas is that we decorate our hearts. We get so busy with all our preparations that we forget that this is such an important time of year to stop and take time to reflect on our lives, our faith, and our world. So what matters to me most? Helping people to decorate their hearts with peace and love." The person is a name that you all know, the late Wally Bronner from Frankenmuth. At Christmas, this night, I hope that we can decorate our hearts with the joy, the peace, and the love of Christ and carry that out beyond Christmas every day of the year. So a song. These vestments aren't made for guitars. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? The child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, that you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind would see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day heal the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Amen.